USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia says it's pulling out of the International Space Station over sanctions meant to punish the country for Russia's violent invasion. State media outlet TASS made the announcement. The decision has been taken already, and we're not obligated to talk about it publicly. That's a quote from General Director Dmitry Rogozin, the head of Russia's space agency, Roscosmos. A congressional group led by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi went to Ukraine over the weekend to talk unity.
We are proud to convey to him a message of unity from the Congress of the United States, a message of appreciation from the American people for his leadership, and admiration to the people of Ukraine for their courage.
It should be noted the congressional group delivering a message of unity was a partisan group of Democrats. Republicans were not on the trip. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com. Go get your quote now.
NASCAR racing was rain delayed in Dover, Delaware Sunday. It was the 104th race at that track. The race will now be completed today at noon Eastern. Buyer's remorse is hitting new homeowners.
New homeowners are dealing with regret as mortgage and home prices continue to rise. Results from a survey conducted by HomeLight showed about 70% of recent home buyers across the United States said they have at least one regret about their purchase. Another survey from Zillow in February showed similar results. About 75% of new homeowners had some regret about the home they bought. According to the online marketplace, mortgage rates have risen 20% in just the last 3 months, which may play a role in why roughly 1 in 5 people say they underestimated how much it would cost to buy a home. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you, Tim. We are USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Saturn's largest moon, Titan, features some very Earth-like landscapes, lakes, rivers, canyons, sand dunes. However, these geological formations on Titan are made of entirely different materials. Instead of water, it's liquid methane that flows through the rivers, and instead of sand, it's hydrocarbons that blows into dunes. The lessons Americans can learn from the Russian invasion of Ukraine are many. The threats of sanctions were a complete failure to dissuade the Kremlin from attacking its neighbor. And because of this failure, the United States has been pouring money into the conflict at a time we don't have money. Deutsche Bank reported last week the U.S. dollar has a 50-50 chance of going into a full-blown recession in 2023. The bigger story here is the Russian army is not the big bad power it used to be pre-invasion. Former acting director of National Intelligence Rick Grenell on Newsmax over the weekend said the Russian military just ain't what it used to be.
For Vladimir Putin, he has always wanted to bring back the glory days of the Soviet Empire. And clearly his decisions of late are heading in that direction, or at least that's what he wants to think. And the reality is that the Russian military is not what it used to be. And that's, I think, one of the big pieces of news and new information that we've learned through the war in Ukraine is that Russia is not what they used to be when it comes to a military fight.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.